The Human Rights Commission has reported an increase in race-related complaints following the outbreak of the coronavirus. Australia's Race Discrimination Commissioner says while it's understandable that people are wary of contact with those who visited affected areas, it's not an excuse to victimise or abuse people simply because they look Chinese. I spoke to the Commissioner Chin Tan a short time ago.
As far as I understand, there has been an increase or a spike in number of complaints coming in on the race issue that concerns the COVID-19 as a separate issue. Yes, I think it's one third in February of the number of cases that we've got.
So from February, a third of your overall complaints
on race, on this on racial issue. Matters, yes, under the Act.
Are you surprised by that figure?
No, but, from my appreciation of what's out there, and of course I do go out a fair bit, there has been a bit of anxiety and there's a bit of stress out there in the communities, yes.
What sort of things are people reporting?
Being abused, being snide remarks, jokes, and some have not been offered services to, in the public arena. And so it's all sorts of things, and people are sensing that they have not been treated in a normal way because of COVID-19.
What's your view about how we should be combating this? What do you make of the national leadership we've seen so far?
I think it's a couple of levels. You know, you got the leadership level, the narratives and the rhetoric's terribly important because we should be very clear from day one, we don't go near the race issue because it's not a race matter. It's about a disease. And so the clear indication of leadership about dealing with this from day one, about not racializing this virus, is terribly important. And then, of course, the institutions, how we deal with it. We talk about hospitals and how they deal with demands and requests and how they support their own staff, terribly important again. And then community, the sense of people's fear not overrunning them and ensuring that they have a clear mindset, think things through, and ensure that they, you know, support community in a time like this.
Do you think the government should be running an anti-racism campaign during this time?
It's always good to run one at any time, but in a time like this, it'd be good to have some protocol in place, particularly at that scale which we're confronting an unknown, terrifying issue. And to have capacities for communities to support each other at a time like this, and to know what to do and how to do it.
Do you think that's lacking at the moment?
I don't think we have a national protocol on anti-racism or anti-discrimination programs, and I think it'd be good. And hospitals or schools, and when it comes to an issue like this, they're able to pull out some guidelines to help them understand how to deal with issues like this.
Do you need more funding to run a campaign like this?
Always. You can't run campaigns without the necessary support. In terms of staffing, in terms of materials. But we've always run campaigns on the back of additional funding because on its own, the Commission doesn't have its own internal funding capacity.
Have you experienced anything different since the coronavirus outbreak?
There was one moment last month when I was travelling. I went to the airport and after a lull of a holiday period and Christmas, I felt it. I felt I was different, that the world was looking at me. And it shouldn't be. I'm the Race Discrimination Commissioner. I'm a big boy. I should be able to handle that. And it was just that moment. And I ran into someone around the corner. And then we locked eyes. And I said, my horror. They look at me differently. I look at them. Do I have to explain myself? And I felt I had to. And this is the thing about racism. It diminishes people. It makes people different and feel different. And for me, there was no other characteristics apart from the fact that I look different and I had different colored skin. That's all there was. But it had some impact on me. Could you imagine for anyone who's lesser in terms of having, a sense of resilience, how it affects them? And this is what racism does.
That's the Race Discrimination Commissioner, Chin Tan.